Every 3 weeks, like clockwork, I go get a deep tissue massage. Now, before you get too jealous, let me be clear. This is not a relaxing spa music with sandalwood scents kind of massage. This is the kind of massage where you question your life choices about halfway through. And the woman who does these massages, she's a little unique. If you met all the people in my life, you'd probably meet her and go, this one's not like the others. She doesn't quite fit the mold. And you'd be right. But once you talk to her, you'd find out she's one of the most authentic, genuine, and beautifully honest people you've ever met. She's humble and curious, always learning, and unafraid to say when something works or when it doesn't. She lives outside the box, and honestly, that's probably why I kind of like her. So one day we were talking, like you do when someone's elbow is deep in your shoulder blade, and she says something that stopped me cold. It's not my responsibility to regulate your emotions. Now, to be fair and completely transparent, she wasn't exactly saying this to me, thank goodness. But still, boom, it hit me, like right in the soul. Because wow, isn't that a truth we all need to hear right now? It's not my responsibility to regulate your emotions. You see, we live in a culture that says, be there for people. Carry each other's burdens. And yes, compassion and empathy are essential. But somewhere along the way, we confused compassion with this codependency. We started believing it was our job to manage how everyone else feels, to tiptoe, to over-explain, to absorb, deflect, or fix someone else's emotional state as if it were our own. But let's be honest, that's just exhausting. Your emotions are your responsibility. My emotions are mine. Listen, I care deeply about the people in my life, and I will show up for them. I will listen, cry, laugh, pray, whatever it takes. But I can't be responsible for the full-time management of someone else's emotional roller coaster. Why? Because regulation isn't the same as support. See, support says, I see you, I hear you, and I'm here for you. Regulation says, let me fix how you feel so I can be okay. And that's not healthy for either of us. Now, don't get me wrong. Feeling emotions is a good thing. It's healthy. It's human. We're not meant to be Spock from Star Trek. Though, I'll be honest, it sounds kind of nice sometimes. We've forgotten how to process emotions. We feel something, anxiety, anger, sadness, name your thing. And instead of observing it and letting it pass, we camp out in it. We wallow. We catastrophize. I can't say that word. Or worse, we hand it off to someone else and expect them to carry it for us. But here's the truth. Emotion regulation is a skill, and it's yours to master. And like any other skill, it takes time to practice and understand and get better at. It's not about shoving emotions into a box and locking it forever. Because we all know that person, and the one who finally opens the box, not their own fault, and suddenly everybody around them has to deal with the surprise emotional tsunami at its worst possible moment. No, the goal is balance. Sometimes you do have to box up your feelings temporarily, like when you're in a crisis and you need to act fast. But the healthy thing is to come back to that box, opening it in a safe place at the appropriate time and space, processing what's inside, and learning from it. Some of the best, most grounded people I know are the ones who can show up consistently, regardless of the emotion of the day. The friend who still shows up to help move furniture even though they're having a rough week. The coworker who delivers excellence even on the days when their life is falling apart. The parent who still makes breakfast, shows up, and still chooses patience, even if their internal world is chaos. That's not some sort of unauthentic person. That's maturity. That's discipline. That's emotional regulation in action. So let me say it clearly. You are allowed to feel. You're supposed to feel. But you are also responsible for how you handle those feelings. You don't have to fix everyone's emotions. You don't have to let others dump theirs onto you. You are allowed to say, That sounds hard, and I hope you're able to work through that without taking it on as your own burden. And when someone expects you to carry their feelings for them, you can kindly and firmly say, "It's not my job to regulate your emotions." And then go about your life in peace. So the next time you're tempted to fix someone else's storm or hand your emotional tornado to someone else to fix, let's pause, breathe, observe, and remember, it's okay to feel, it's okay to care, but it's not your responsibility to regulate someone else's emotions. That's their work, just like your emotional growth is yours. So let's all just get better at doing the work that we're supposed to do, and let others do what they're supposed to do.